Hey, today I am going to give you a 12-week plan to get your 40-plus arse in shape in time for the summer months, whether that's looking better in your budgie smuggler swimming trunks on vacation or just feeling more confident in your skin while getting stronger and fitter. You see, summertime is always the worst time if you're out of shape as a guy over 40 because you have more flesh on show, shorts, t-shirts, and it can piss you off as you think, I wish I'd managed to get in better shape in time for all this. I'll definitely do it next year, and yet the years keep passing by. So as much as the main reason I bang on about us getting fitter and stronger and taking care of our health as we get older is helping us live longer and becoming bulletproof, it's not just women that are paranoid or self-conscious about their appearance and want to look better. Men care about how we look too, and we get a lot of confidence from knowing that we're in decent shape. So today is March 15th. I am going to give you a 12-week plan today. And you can literally start this today because the first week won't involve specific dietary changes or workouts. So if you start today or even after the weekend, 12 weeks takes us up to June 7th, which is barbecue season everywhere in the Northern Hemisphere, except here in Ireland, where at that point, the rain is just a wee bit warmer. But anyway, you could be 20 pounds lighter by then and feel so much better. Maybe 20 years younger, more energy and more motivated. Hey, yeah, Chris here from Over 40 Freaking Awesome, getting men 40 plus fitter, healthier and handsomer in ways that we can squeeze in and around the 101 other plates we need to keep spinning at home and work. Now, if you have tried and failed multiple times to get in shape and lose weight in time for summer, the plan I'm going to give you today will work. And I know it will work because the 12 weeks follows the similar path to what I use with my one-on-one coaching clients who are on the Thrive 2020 program. Now, you may ask, why the hell would he tell me everything to do instead of keeping it a big secret and trying to sell me some coaching program? Well, the thing is, guys don't tend to need help and coaching when they don't know what to do. They struggle with the how, the implementation, rather than the information. If you take the information I'm about to tell you today and run with it for the next 3 months, you will succeed and you don't need any coaching. However, if you struggled multiple times with consistency, habit building, balancing all of this with work and staying motivated, or getting a customized program that fits into your life and situation, then it's an implementation problem that you have. And you would probably benefit from some coaching. And I will tell you at the end of today's episode how to get in touch to have a chat about that. But anyway, let's jump in. I'm going to map out the 12 weeks to follow to lose 20 pounds and feel 20 years younger in time for summer. Now, I've split the 12 weeks into three phases. Phase one is the first 2 weeks, and I'm going to call it reset. I don't care how good and healthy you think you are, how much you say you just need a program, you will benefit from getting your body and mindset and schedule reset and ready to take on some basic dietary changes, healthy habits and workouts. That way, you will lose weight easily and quickly when you change your diet, where you may have struggled before, and you'll build muscle strength and fitness in the gym again, where you've maybe spun your wheels in the past, and you'll have organized your life so you can stick to the plan too. So week one, you're just going to make a few changes that don't need anyone else's buy-in. Number one, stop eating if it's not a mealtime. Number two, get to bed at 10:30 p.m. Number three, do 5 minutes of stretching every morning, either before or after your shower. And number four, start supplementing with either magnesium or ZMA. Now, those four steps will get you used to a little hunger. They will recharge your body and mind. They will improve your mobility. They will help lower your stress and boost testosterone and get you set up for what's to come. Four very simple steps. Now, for stretching and mobility, just search up a 5-minute mobility routine on YouTube. Don't overthink this. If you want to choose one involving a slim, hot woman in Lycra, go for it. But don't blame me if your missus catches you. So we'll move on to week two. You're going to make some plans now so we don't get tripped up later down the line. You're going to be eating high-protein breakfasts and lunches. So go ahead and find some recipes online that are high protein that you like and include those ingredients in your grocery shopping. Also, you're going to need to find 3 or 4 windows in your week for workouts of about 45 to 60 minutes, either at home or in the gym. So when are those going to be? Agree those with anyone else who may need you. So after 2 weeks, we're reset. We are ready. And then the next 4 weeks, we're going to move into phase 2 of actually doing stuff. And I refer to this phase as ignite, because that sounds a whole lot snazzier than doing stuff. So for the next 4 weeks, you'll be working out at home or in the gym in a similar way to the free Dad Bod Overhaul program of mine that you may have already downloaded. I link to it in the episode description if you don't have that yet. Or a similar program that you've built yourself. So that will involve 3 to 4 full body workouts each week that include 5 minutes of cardio to finish, taking every exercise just short of failure, you know, to the point where it feels like your limbs aren't really listening to you anymore. Also, for the next 4 weeks, you'll be eating those high protein breakfasts, high protein lunches, and also having just a medium portion of your regular dinners. So no snacks, no calories after dinner. Weekends, you can have 1 or 2 meals that are a wee bit nasty and a couple of drinks, but don't go daft. By the end of those 4 weeks, and after 6 weeks in total, if we include that 2 week reset, you should have lost around 6 or 7 pounds in body fat, possibly more on the scales because you'll have lost some water too from eating less crap. Nice. Also, thanks to all the sleep, the workouts, the better eating, less booze, mobility work, you will feel more energized, better in your skin already, a bit firmer through your limbs, noticing a little improvement in your body shape too. But now we're going to move into phase 3, Thrive, which lasts 6 weeks. And just to complicate this, I'm going to split the 6 weeks into 3 2-week blocks. And this is because we are going to ramp up the fat loss side of things for 2 weeks at a time, in weeks 7 and 8 and weeks 11 and 12. If you listened to last week's episode on fat loss, you'll know what's about to come. So weeks 7 and 8, we're going to do a blast of some major calorie restriction. That means dropping breakfast completely and eating in an 8-hour window as per the intermittent fasting protocol of 16-8. So your 8-hour window could be breaking your fast at 11 a.m. and stopping eating at 7 p.m. Now, do not expect much progress in your workouts during these 2 weeks. Keep doing them, obviously, but you're operating in such a restrictive state calorie-wise. There's not going to be much glycogen in the muscles to fuel a hard workout. So if you can just about stay with the same weights and the same reps during this period, then that is progress, believe me. Weekends, we're also sticking with this. So no indulgences or booze. Remember, it's only going to be 2 weekends. And we're doing this so you can enjoy indulgences and booze in the summer while looking like a handsome bastard in your shorts and t-shirt. Those 2 weeks, weeks 7 and 8 of the blast of calorie restriction, will normally knock off around 5 pounds. Then we're on to weeks 9 and 10. We stop the blast and we go back to a cruise. So we go back to eating the way we were in phase 2. So breakfasts are back. Some wiggle room at weekends is back, but don't go nuts. By the start of week 9, you should already have lost around 12 pounds. But these next 2 weeks should still see you lose another 2 or 3 pounds, as you're still not eating a huge amount and you're still working out. And also, with those extra calories back in play, you'll find your performance in the gym will improve a little because the workouts are better fueled. Now we move on to the final 2 weeks, weeks 11 and 12. You should be around 15 pounds down by now. Noticeable shape through your arms, shoulders, legs, thinner through the face, less belly. But we're going to ramp things up one last time and do another blast of calorie restriction. So again, breakfast is cut out completely or just delayed until 11 a.m. Weekends are back to being dull. Again, tell yourself it's just 2 weekends. It's worth it for the summer. And another 5 pounds should come off by week 12. And then that's you, 20 pounds lighter, stronger, looking great in time for summer. People will be commenting how fit and healthy you're looking, and you can claim all the credit because you're the one that did all the work. I've just given you a wee map. So quick recap. You'll do phase 1 reset for a couple of weeks. This feels dull when you want to jump in and start working out like a madman, but failure to do this little bit of planning, mobility and self-care will bite you in the ass later if you skip this. Then phase two for 4 weeks is just about getting into a flow of 3 or 4 workouts a week and an 80-20 approach between eating healthy and nasty and getting those higher protein breakfasts and lunches locked in. Then phase three is when we really ramp up the calorie restriction. You will be hungry, but you'll live. Keep working out. You'll do 2 2-week blasts to knock off a big chunk of body fat each time with that 2 week cruise in between to stop your body getting angry and you hating your life too much. So does that sound doable? Like I said, I'm literally giving you a very similar program to what I use with my one-to-one coaching clients. This works. 20 pounds down, feeling 20 years younger in a few months is very, very doable if you start today. And that's all the information you need, but I know a lot of guys out there will still need help with the implementation side of things to stay on track. Now with the Thrive 2020 coaching, I can only take on 2 new clients a week because I've obviously still got my in-person coaching business here in Ireland to run. But if you think you'd like my help to follow that 12-week program, go ahead and book a free call where we can have a chat about your goals, how it all works, whether it's what you need. So just go to www.offercoach.com/thrive. I'll link to that in the description too. And no, this is not something that you will need to remortgage your house to afford. Don't worry. But that's us for another week. Please do leave a review if you enjoy these podcasts. I'm still trying to get my average rating up to 5 after that one guy gave me a 1-star review. He is someone who definitely needs some self-care. But I'll speak to you soon, mate. Take care.